U.S. Representative Ann Custer on this Friday morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're watching, I guess, from Washington, New Hampshire's point of view, the administration and Secretary of State and the diplomacy is still very much on the Ukraine situation. It's hard to read, but very tenuous. Here at home, inflation sticking around as we get into this time of year. We had one of your colleagues on, Senator Maggie Hassan, this week. She said, Representative Custer, she would favor, and she's backing a piece of legislation to suspend the gas tax for the rest of the year, which she said would lower price of fuel at the pump by 18 cents a gallon. Is that something to give people a break with rising prices? Is that something you'd favor?
I definitely think it's something we need to look at. It sounds like a great idea. You know, give people that, give them a break at the pump. That's where they're feeling it right now. You know, inflation is tough, and this Omicron has really exacerbated the situation, the COVID epidemic. But what I'm excited about is the numbers that you just cited on your news, that we've gone from over 400 people in the hospital in New Hampshire just 3 weeks ago, Jack, right, and we're down to 100 people. And so, look, the light at the end of the tunnel is right in sight. I think March, I've got my sights set on St. Patrick's Day. Let's burn the masks and move on. And I think that's what's going to help bring down inflation. I think the Fed is going to take action in March that's also going to be helpful. And I know that Pete Buttigieg, who folks here in New Hampshire got to know during the presidential, is working hard as Secretary of the Department of Transportation to sort out those supply chain issues, to get the ports moving again. That's critical. But look, everybody was home. We weren't using the services, and instead money was being spent on goods. Everybody went out and got, you know, a new refrigerator, new cars, people who could afford it. And this is the thing about COVID, Jack, is that it impacted people so differently. The people who could afford to stay home, you know, think of thousands of workers from Fidelity and BAE and these companies in New Hampshire who worked from home and kept a paycheck going the entire time and weren't spending as much. They had money, you know, that they could spend on consumer goods. Meanwhile, we know that there were people that were hit very, very hard, and that's where I'm focused. We've got to help them, help the people that experience the mental health, that, you know, high rates of addiction, suicide, teen suicide. We've got to really focus in on making sure everybody recovers. But I'm very optimistic. I think the spring looks good.
U.S. Representative Ann Custer, 2nd Congressional District, Democrat incumbent. You touched upon several things there. I mean, I think the remote work, regardless of any future variants or virus, staying on the weaker side. And I agree with you. I think we're at that point where we can be more optimistic and feel better about the spring. A lot of the schools are getting rid of the mask mandates. Cities are not invoking that. We're getting rid of the restrictions, and people are getting back to more normal lives. But the remote work thing may stick around regardless. But I want to come back to inflation, because there is a debate on the cause, and it seems that, you know, it's obviously supply demand. There are a lot of things impacting it, but it doesn't seem to be lifting soon. You referenced the Fed maybe taking some actions, not maybe, but they said because they're going to raise rates, because a lot of the borrowing and spending federally is exasperating inflation. Does that put the Build Back Better, the Biden priority of the Build Back Better and the Democrats on hold for now because of inflation?
Well, here's the thing. I think there's a pause to make sure we know. It's very complex. I'm going to be the first to tell you that. I've heard economists on all sides of this, but we know the core reason is the pandemic, and that's what really, you know, put things out of whack. Look, we were trying to fend off a total economic collapse. You've got to take yourself back to March of 2020 when I think it was a miracle, the Paycheck Protection Program and keeping businesses open and the American Rescue Plan. That's why most Americans, most people are feeling a strong economy. So, yes, we've got some price issues. I'm very empathetic to that. I went to pick up my own prescription the other day and they tried to charge me $182. I mean, people can't afford those types of expenses, and we've got to tackle that. But here are the pieces of Build Back Better that I think will survive. Childcare. We've got 1,500 openings, Jack, right here in New Hampshire for childcare workers. And those workers, you know, at Fidelity or BAE or other businesses, small businesses, you talk to families with young children, they are really struggling right now. We need to get childcare back on track. It's no longer just a personal issue. It's an economic issue. It's a community issue. And then there are issues around climate. Look at this crazy weather we're having. We've got to deal with reducing carbon pollution. I've talked to Joe Manchin directly about this, and he agrees. There are technologies that need support. The automakers have already decided to go with 40% electric cars, which is a big, big step. But we need that infrastructure here in New Hampshire, the electric charging stations, so that not only people can get to work and get around, but tourists can come from Quebec and other places. So there's a lot in there. I think it will emerge. I think it'll be pared down. And look, we're hearing from people that still need help. Hospitals still need help. Restaurants still need help. So we're going to have, it's a balancing act. I'll grant you that.
What about natural gas? You know, the price of oil now, one of the problems indirectly with what Vladimir Putin has done with threatening the Ukraine is he's been able to raise the global price of oil. And we're reminded how expensive they make a lot of money. Russia does exporting that source of energy, as you know. And oil is still used by a lot of New Englanders, but there are other sources. Solar is helping in New England a lot. Natural gas, some people will use, you know, still use wood chips, if you will, when it's cold in the winter. Natural gas seems to be something that is affordable and clean. Is that part of the energy mix?
Absolutely. And natural gas, you mentioned solar, wind power coming off the New England coast is going to be a huge, huge boon for New England power grid. And I'm very excited about that. And then a bill that I've been working very hard on, and we did get funding into the bipartisan infrastructure bill, is hydro. We have 90,000 dams across the country. Those can be retrofitted with turbines. And we called it a damn good idea. And I'm very proud of the work that we did. And, you know, so bipartisan things are happening. Well, you got to look at that infrastructure bill to know those are funds coming right here to New Hampshire. And quick story, I was up in Lebanon, and we've talked a lot, you and I have, about remote learning and telehealth and working from home, but you've got to have a reliable broadband. Lebanon, New Hampshire took those American rescue funds and put them into 100% coverage every household in Lebanon, New Hampshire with access to broadband. So that's my goal. Think of it like the Rural Electrification Act. We've got to get broadband to everyone, and I'm excited about that.
I remember the when you mentioned the hydro, so I was chuckling back to the Quebec hydro. All right, Representative Ann Custer on a Friday. We'll get you back again soon, maybe on some veterans news. I appreciate it. Make it a great Friday. Thank you, Representative.
Thank you, Jack. Quick shout out. I'm headed down to Nashua. Chief Rhodes is retiring, and he's been such an ally. Started that Safe Stations. We've worked with him on the opioid task force. And I just want to give a shout out to Brian Rhodes, retiring after 35 years with the Nashua Fire Department. So thanks, Jack, for having me on. Have a good day.
Thank him for his service, yes.